Blog Talk Radio.
Hebrews 10:19, and the title is Hold On to Faithfulness.
We're going to have prayer, then we're going to turn it over to Elder Cook at this time. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for all those that tuned in. Father, we pray that we are all on one accord. We pray that you would open up the mysteries, unveil the mysteries, Heavenly Father, that we may be better to understand what you would have for us. Lord, Father, we thank you for all that you've done in our lives, and we just give you praise for what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen, amen. Okay, Elder Cook, are you there?
Yes, I am. Yes, sir.
Hey, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to hear you again.
Yes. Awesome.
We are going to, for time's sake, we're going to just turn it on over to you. You can introduce yourself, the scripture, your title, and just go from there, and we're going to just ride along and just be blessed. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'd like to say once again, praise the Lord to everyone that's hearing out there in Radio Land, and we just hope that this word be blessed. I'd also like to thank Elder and his wife for giving me this opportunity once again to spread the gospel and the good news to everyone and to every hearer on tonight. Very quickly, if we could go to my scripture lesson is Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verses 19 to 25. I'm going to read it entirely of 19 to 25, but we're just going to rest on three scriptures on tonight that I want to speak about, talk about, we have some dialogue about. So if you have your Bibles with you tonight, and you could go with me once again to Hebrews, the 10th chapter, verses 19 to 25.
Amen.
Amen. Here we go. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiness by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. 22, this is where we're going to start it from. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works. For not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as in the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. And the word of God is blessed. My subject lesson tonight is, hold on to your faithfulness in God. I'm going to say that again. Hold on to your faithfulness in God. Before I go into the lesson, I want to talk about the word hold. God gave me this a couple days ago, and he said, let's talk about hold. And I looked up hold, and hold means to grasp, to grip, to cling, and to carry. In other words, God is saying not to let it go, not to let go of your faithfulness in him. In other words, you got to carry what you believe in your heart, in your spirit, in your mind. Hallelujah. You got to cling to this word, because when the enemy comes like a flood, you got to know who God is in your life. And you got to know how faithful you are to his word. The reason why I say this is because you cannot, when you're holding something, you cannot be slightly holding it or loosely holding it, because the enemy will come and he will love to steal your faithfulness. Amen? He would always try to slip in and steal what you believe in God. But if you don't hold on to your faithfulness, that's how he can wither himself in for you to lose your faith in God. Hallelujah. Some of you may say, what you mean, preacher? Well, I'm glad you asked that. In other words, God gets in your thought process. and begins to tell you, oh, God is not going to do that for you. You're not worthy for him to do anything for you. See, when we begin to do sinful things and it gets into our thought process and we begin to think that, oh, I messed up, God is not going to do that. But how do you know that God is a faithful God? When we're not faithful, he's always faithful. He's always faithful to do whatever you ask him to do. You don't let the devil steal that from you. No matter what you go through, no matter what has happened, no matter what you have done, God is still faithful to his word. All we got to do is after we have sinned, we must ask God for forgiveness, of course. And once we ask God for forgiveness, he'll bring you out. But like I said, the enemy sometimes play tricks with our minds and make us think, oh, he's not going to do that because I just messed up last night or I just messed up last week. He's not going to make a way for us. But the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So as we go into the text, there's 3 points I want to talk to you about on how can you hold your faithfulness in God. Like I said before, God gave me this a couple of weeks ago, and I began to digest in the word, and God began to speak, and God began to show me things in this scripture. And it was a blessing to me, so I hope it would be a blessing to you because it opened up my eyes to a lot of things that I thought I was doing. But once I read this word and I began to digest the word and God began to give me revelation of the word, he let me know there's some things I'm missing I need to work on. So I hope that this word, once again, be a blessing to you all. And so my first point is assurance. That's 1 point. And we find that in verse 22. Verse 22 says, let us draw near with a true heart and a full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure. So what I'm saying to you is there's assurance that you must have in God. Mm-hmm. It's letting us know that we must go right into the presence of God with a sincere heart, fully trusting in him. There must be a holy dependency in God. Let me stop right there. When I say there's a holy dependency on God, we have to totally rely on what God is saying, what we hear through the word of God. What we hear through the word, we got to allow and apply that to our lives. And when we study the word, we got to allow that word to apply to our hearts and our minds and our spirit and know that and stand on the word. When you depend on God, that means that you're standing on his word. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, I'm depending on God to get me through this. Amen? Any questions before I move forward? Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. Anyone that has a question for Elder Cook, just hit 1, and I will open up the mics for you. For those that are listening by internet, it's the telephone number is 347-237-4054. Okay, 770-631-216-706. Anyone like any comments? All right, we're going to move forward.
Amen. So there must be a holy dependence on God. Once again, we must depend on God. We have to truly rely on him. We can't rely on anybody else. We got to realize that he is our source. He is our way out. Hallelujah, because sometimes people look for other dependencies like drugs, alcohol, women, men, hallelujah. But we got to know that God is who he is in our life. Also, when we approach God, it must be in a right manner. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that you must come with a true heart without any allowing gall or hypocrisy. In other words, you can't be, okay, yeah, God, I believe you today, and then the next day something happens, your belief is gone. See, you got to be straight with God. You can't be hypocritical. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You cannot be wavered. Just because something happened, You can't say, oh, God is not going to do that. No, you got to stand on his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, God is the searcher of hearts. And watch this. And he requires the truth in the inward parts. He's looking for the true person. He's looking for a true faithful person. Hallelujah. Because God is truthful. So we got to be truthful. We got to have a truthful heart in our heart. We got to really say, God, I do believe you. And let me just stop there, because when we're not true to believe in him, one way is that when we start doubting, oh, you know, God, I don't think God is going to do that. That's not really believing him. Amen. When you start complaining, oh, you know what, God is not going to do it. When you start doing those things, you're not truly believing that God would do that. And sometimes, and let me be transparent, because sometimes I feel that way sometimes. When I'm looking for something to come through, and I'm like, not fear, but like, God, is it going to come to pass, or this is going to happen? Sometimes I got to rebuke myself and say, the devil is a liar. Yes, God will. Because the devil sometimes, like I said, bring that in your thought process, and you begin to doubt God. And see, we don't want to doubt God. And if you say that you are a true believer, those words should not come out of your mouth. Amen. Any comments before I go forward? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Again, we have a comment from, was it a 216 number? Okay, we'll open up the mics for 216.
Yes. Good morning, good evening, my brothers and my sisters. How are you? You want to draw close to God because of the fact that you cannot be double-minded in the way that you go to God. So many of us try to do the world, then we try to do God. You've got to do God and not the world. The Bible says, come out from among them. But there's so many of us that let ourselves be wavered by the adversary, and we go back to our old ways.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. That's true. Amen. So, we can't be wavering.
We have a 706 comment. We have a 706, area code 706. Your mic is open.
Yes, Elder. But, I agree with what you and the gentleman just said, but sometimes you still, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I don't really see anything wrong with still trying to take care of what you need to take care of while you're waiting on God. Now, and I, not to say that you doubt him, but I kind of disagree, because I feel you should still try to do what you have to do, not to depend on man, but while you're waiting, you still got to try. So, I don't see anything wrong with that.
Right? I don't see nothing. You do your part. Yes, you do your part. But in the meantime, you still have to have faith and believe in God, that God is still going to do that. Yeah, you can't just sit. Yeah, but you have to, there's a part that you do as well. So, yes.
Elder, you still, sometimes, Elder, you may have to rely on, man or woman in certain circumstances. But is it wrong to do that? With certain things, is it wrong? Or would it be considered wrong?
No, I don't consider it being wrong, but I'm saying that you shouldn't have your total reliance on man. Your total reliance should be on God.
Yes, I understand that part.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do that. As we're waiting for God to move on our behalf, yes, there's some things we have to do. That is prayer. Continue to do what you need to do while you're waiting for God. Yes, I believe what you're saying about that. But what I'm saying is, don't put all your trust in God, in man. Put all your trust in God.
Yeah, I guess I'm basically
Go ahead.
The belief is there, but sometimes, like I say, when your back get up against the wall, you know, and like I said, it's not to lose faith, it's not to doubt, but like I said, when your back is up against the wall, I mean, I really don't see, me personally, I don't see anything wrong with trying to a different avenue. Now, am I right or wrong about that? That's my personal opinion, my personal feeling.
When you say a different avenue, what are you saying?
Well, the avenue is just like, well, just like depending on whatever circumstance, if you're going through certain things or you're going through something, you may need help. You may need financial help. You may need help to eat, or you may, you know, you know, like I said, I know you're not supposed to depend on man. You're supposed to take it to God, put it in his hands,
mm-hmm.
and believe, trust and believe,
mm-hmm.
and you
mm-hmm.
will receive. But
mm-hmm.
sometimes, you know, I mean, you know, if your belly is starting to hurt and you prayed and you prayed, or, you know, if your belly's hurting you, or say you're up against it, you may be facing an eviction. I mean, not to say that there's doubt, but, you know, that waiting, you know, you wait and you wait and you wait. I mean, you got to, I mean, is it wrong to try to go elsewhere? Would it be considered wrong? And to put your trust in yourself, to put your trust in yourself to try to do, to try to solve a problem.
I wouldn't consider that. If you're saying that you're hungry and you need some food, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's resources to help, resources for you to get that food, yes. There's no problem getting those resources for that. But just know that who God is. Just believe in God, that God will take care of you. Don't totally depend on man.
You're not totally, but God.
So it's not wrong you go and get the resource. If you're hungry and there's a pantry out there or a church that helps feed, yeah, that's no problem to go get that.
But if you
Hello?
Go to your, yes, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Can
I'm
anybody
sorry.
Hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. I didn't know if I was on or not. I'm sorry if I interrupted you. I'm not sure if I understand what you're saying, but I think I do. Sometimes the Lord puts people. Well, He uses us, and He'll put people in your path to bless you. So if you have prayed for such and such, He may put it on someone's heart to bless you with such and such. If you've prayed for a job and you've done all of the everything that you need to do, you're prepared for the job, you applied for the job and so forth, the person that you're interviews you may be the person, the Lord may have spoken to that person who to hire. So, but it's still relying on the Lord and not on man.
Amen.
You understand? Amen. Understand,
Amen.
My brother?
Amen.
I've opened up a few mics. We had mic just got three mics started getting hot, so I've opened up all the mics. 631-216-70. All these mics are open. 287.
Yes, brother. I just want to comment on what the brother was saying about your back being against the wall. I'll be transparent. I had a bill one time that it was supposed to come out my account automatically. And what had happened was I came up short. And I went to God and I prayed. I didn't ask anybody for anything. I asked because I said, Lord, you said you are my source. So I prayed and I prayed. I said, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm asking you to help me with this thing. It was a miscalculation on my part. Don't you know, and that was, I guess it was like on a Monday, don't you know when I went to church on Sunday, a sister gave me a card, and in that card was just what I needed, $100. Now, when her and I talked, I said, you know what? This is such a blessing. I just prayed about this, and God answered my prayer through you. She says, I don't know what happened. She said, the Lord just placed you in my spirit,
mm-hmm.
and He placed the number, the amount to give you. See, and my back was against the wall. And I understand what you're saying, brother, about going to people, but what if the person doesn't come through? Will your faith in God be shattered because that individual didn't come through? That's
what I think the pastor is saying, too,
is that we have to put our confidence totally on the Lord. Totally on the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. And can I make a comment?
Sure.
Sometimes there's different faith levels also, and God sometimes might test to see where you are. And still he'll provide, but sometimes we get impatient and we go on and do our own thing. And a lot of times, too, you can quote the scripture to God when you're in trouble. Find a scripture that fits the need and quote it to him. And also, you gotta hold on to your faith. You can't be like a faucet. You're with God, and then you're not with God. And I'm not saying that you're that way. I'm just saying, a lot of times, what happens with us, we'll pray and worship, and then we'll do our own thing. And then when we get into trouble, then we want to reach back. But you gotta hold on, and you gotta keep moving also, because like the scripture says, the scripture that talks about mounting up with wings of an eagle, that whole scripture talks about movement. See, so you have an ear to hear what the Lord is going to say, and you got to keep moving because he might be steering you in that direction, but we might give up too fast. See, so there's some movement involved also, but you got to seek him, and I think that is key.
Yes, mm-hmm. That's what the prayer was when I went on my knees. That was the seeking him, and then he answered. And what the elder was saying, too, is even when we are at a miss, God is still yet faithful. Because just like you said, he does know the levels of our faith, and he does know where we're going. But you know what? I've come to find out in my life that there will be a testing. Just like we have to go to another grade when we're in school, this is what it is. We are in school. And each time that we go through and come out, the levels get a little harder and a little stronger.
Look at the level.
But yet God is faithful.
Look at the level he tested Abram. That was a high level. He tested him with his son when he told him to sacrifice his son. See, so there's different levels that we're in God, and we got to hold on. Now, God knows us. He knows us from the beginning. So he knows where you are and how you're going to go about, you know, this test. So you got to hold on, and you got to walk with your head up. I go through a lot of things all the time, but yeah, the people around me, they would never know.
Mm-hmm.
And God is faithful, and he's brought me out. And the thing you have to do is look at the history. All through the history of since I've been born again, God has been faithful. Even during the times when I think that, whoa, I'm not going to make it, he's been there. He one thing about him, he's always on time.
Yes, he is.
Amen.
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 Amen. So, good stuff, good stuff, good stuff.
It is good.
Amen. So we're still talking about insurance because there's some more things that I need to pull out and we could talk about some more. It also says that there should be a full assurance in God so that we lay aside all our sinful distrust in him. There has to be a knowing spirit dwelling in you. Like we've all been talking about, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the trials and tribulations, no matter what's happening around you, you can't allow your circumstances and these things to deter you from your faith in God. If you turn to Romans 5 and 1 and 3, I'm not going to read it, but at your leisure time, for sake of time, Romans 5 and 1, 3, you know, when you have that assurance with God, an assurance of in your faith faithfulness, there's a peace that comes over you.
Yeah.
You know, when you begin to go through your trials and tribulations, there's joy. There's no sadness when you're going through that trial and tribulation because you know that God is going to bring you out. So when you have that assurance and know that he is on your side, no matter what the devil brings to you, no matter what comes your way, you still got joy. There's still peace in your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's assurance. Assurance gives you peace. When the doctor gives you a bad report, you can always say, my God is a great physician. He is my Jehovah Rapha, which is my healer. When my money's acting funny and your change is acting strange, you can say, he is my Jehovah Jireh, my provider. These are the things that you can, when you have that assurance and you know God is these things to you, there's peace. There's no fear. There's no doubt. There's no dismay that God is not going to do that. But see, we need to have that assurance. And sometimes we don't have that assurance. We don't have that assurance in our spirit because we allow, once again, our circumstances, our trials and our tribulations and things that happen around us to deter us from having that assurance in God. And it's important that we have that because, like I said, we don't want the devil to take that assurance away. Amen?
Amen.
Any questions as I move on? Amen. So, as I look at this as well, before I go to my second point, I had to look at a God to be my Jehovah Jireh because there were some things that I was going through financially. And I had to realize, you know what, I may not have this, I may not have that, but I know that he is my provider. I had to continue to say that over and over in my spirit to let my spirit know and let my mind know. See, sometimes you gotta speak to your flesh. The Bible says you got to allow that flesh to die daily. And when that flesh rises up, hallelujah, it begins to war against your spirit, man. And I had to let that flesh know, listen, he is my Jehovah Jireh. He's going to provide for me. He's going to take care of everything that I need. I don't have to go on no other source. I know that I got God. God got my back. He's on my side. Hallelujah. And that's the assurance I have with God today. And I hope that you could get that assurance if you don't have it today. Amen. Any questions? Hallelujah. My second point is confess. Verse 23, go back to that. Verse 23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Now, y'all went ahead of me and y'all stopped talking about it, but I'm going to still bring in some things, hallelujah, about this. So when we look at the word confess, it means to make known, not allowing your hope in God to be wavered with, not allowing your hope in God to be wavered, always having that assurance that God is going to do it. Amen? As people of God, we must be steadfast and unmovable. Like the brother was talking about, we got to keep on moving. We got to be steadfast. We got to stay firm in the word of God. Hallelujah. See, this is the time that we need to begin to confess those things in our spirit. Once again, you feeling sick? Confess, I'm healed. Your money's acting funny? I'm wealthy. I'm going to make it. Don't let the devil steal your hope in God, because that's all we got is God. And that's what the enemy wants to do anyway. He knows that we're on God's side. He wants to woo us away from God. So he puts everything and different things in our path to not serve God or be in right standing with God. So we have to be steadfast, unmovable. You can't just because things happen, you can't allow your faith to be wavered. It just doesn't work when you do that. Amen. Any questions before I move on?
We have all the mics open.
Amen. So as we confess, I also believe when you begin to confess those things, you begin to cleanse your heart. There's a cleansing in your spirit of all the things that's not right of God. When you begin to open up your mouth and when you begin to share your heart to God, God just comes in. He begins to wipe those things away. He begins to wipe those tears away. He begins to wipe those fears away. He begins to wipe away all those things that easily beset you. Amen. He begins to wipe all those sinful thoughts. But what we have to do is confess. We got to open up our mouth and really meditate on the Lord. I do that constantly. I always meditate in the Lord, and that's the one way I'm confessing to God in my heart, by meditating, letting him know how much I love him, letting him how much my heart feels for you. It's a great thing to meditate and lay before the Lord. I remember the times, and I used to tell the prophet, prophetess Haman, I used to speak with her a lot of times, how when I lay before the Lord, and God just begins to speak, and I begin to confess, and things become clear to me in my heart, and then God is able to use me even the more. And then my faith is much stronger. There's another level you go when you begin to confess to God and give it all to him. Amen? Any questions before I move on? Now, I like dialogue, y'all. I like to hear what you have to say. So the mics are open. You're free to talk. Hallelujah.
I just want to say this to my brother that was speaking earlier. Make sure that whatever is on your heart that you want to share, that you do that. Don't feel that you're being attacked. Don't feel that that you're going to just close up, because this is an interactive Bible study, and we're all here to be blessed one by another. So, you know, I'm speaking to the brother that was talking earlier, okay?
Yes.
You know, that's what God wants us to do, you know, to bless each
right.
other, okay?
Yeah, amen.
Well, I'm a youngster in the Word. I'm trying to get there. I'm striving to get there. So
yeah, we're still trying to get there.
When it comes to the Word.
Can I say something?
That's why I asked. Yes, go ahead.
My brother, are you you're in the church?
I haven't been to church in quite a little while.
Well, see the Bible clearly states, do not forsake the assembly of the saints, because someone in the church might have your answer. See, when we rally together, we are a royal priesthood, and we are sharing and talking and you know, and we all have the same mindset. So if you're in the church, you find you a good church, and when you're in the church, sometimes the word comes forth. A lot of times when I was young in my walk, the pastor would preach, and I was very attentive, because as bad as I was in the world, I was going to be good in the church. I was going to give that much attention that I did in the world, in the church. So whenever the pastor preached, I took notes. I bought the CD, and I reviewed the word, and lo and behold, I mean, when you're a babe in Christ, the Lord will look out for you. Everything I whined about, just like a baby, when a baby cries, you come and feed him. And everything I cried about, God stepped in. And then as I matured, it was a little different. You know, I had to have the ear to hear his voice. See, when a baby cries, a baby they hear you, but they don't understand at that moment. So when a baby cries, the mom or the dad comes and take care of the baby. Same with God. So everything I did, when I whined because I was new, he took care of me. So as I matured, now it's a different level. See, so there's levels we go through. So you got to get in the church so that you are comforted. This is a good start right here, just being on the blog, because you have people here that you can reach out to. But get in a church, and if you're in Atlanta, you know, you can get a hold of me, and you can come to my church.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to be in a church, hearing the word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Because God.
Amen. And so as we we go back to this, as I was speaking before, when we confess, there's a cleansing in your heart. And all that God, and all that's in it, God cleanses it when you begin to confess and open up your heart and your mind. Also, it also says at the end of the claw of the 23rd verse, it says, he who promised is faithful. I realize that God has made great and precious promises to his believers, and he is a faithful God. In other words, he's true to his word. See, there's no falseness nor fickleness with him,
mm-hmm.
and it shouldn't be like that with us either. Because if we're in God, and God is in us, we shouldn't be that way as well. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Numbers 23 and 19, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son man that he should repent. It has, if he said it, and will he not do it? Or he has spoken it, he will not, and he will make good on it. So in other words, whatever God said he's going to do, it's going to come to pass. That's how faithful God is. Now, we can't, as we've been speaking about, not look to man, because man will fail us at all times.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that God will always be there. And when he make a promise, it's coming to pass. We could take that to the bank. We could rely on that. We can hold on that, that God will give us everything that we need. If he said it, it is so. So, and I love God's promises because they're awesome, awesome promises. God has promised you some things, and things have come to pass. And it was a blessing. His promises are a blessing to us. Hallelujah. Do we agree?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. So we got to look for God's promises and his faithfulness, and we got to turn around and be faithful to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We can't be stumbling in our faithfulness either, because God look at that too. We have to be faithful to our word, faithful to do what he command us to do, faithful to reading his word, studying his word. Hallelujah, because we need that in this world today anyway, because as we look at the world today, we see so much stuff happening. And you wonder, like, okay, where's the faithfulness in God? Where's the commandments that he told us to do? Why is this not being portrayed? We see it in the house of God. Hallelujah, and that's a shocking to me. I'm being transparent because the preacher preaches it, and he tells his people what they should be doing, and then turn around, they don't do it. So I begin to wonder, where is your faithfulness? We talk about, yeah, God, I believe, I believe, I believe. I have faith in you. But then we don't do what, we don't be faithful. We don't do what God says do. Amen. And it baffles me sometimes. But, you know, people at a different level, I guess, in their faithfulness. And it's a walk that you got to walk with God as well. Amen. Any questions before I move to my last point?
That also speaks to why we need to be in fellowship with one another, to remind one another and to be accountable to one another with our with how we represent the kingdom.
Amen.
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 Amen. And that was my last point too. The last point is to encourage. Y'all just in it. I know it's God. It's God, because y'all saying everything that I have on this paper. Hallelujah. So I know God is in this. Hallelujah. So my last point is encourage. Encourage one another. As we look at the last two scriptures, in other words, Christians ought to have a tender consideration or concern for one another. When you see your brother low in his faithfulness, begin to encourage him. Begin to remind him of the word of God and what it means to be faithful. If your brother is fallen, pick them up.
Right.
You know, we got to encourage one another. And that's like we're doing now on the talk radio. This is encouraging one another. Like the brother said, previously, how, you know, this is a good start by being on a talk radio. And I thank God for Elder and Dr. Suzanne for putting this and allowing this to go forth, because we can encourage each other when we're going through. This Bible study can help by hearing somebody else's testimony, or by hearing something else from someone that can help us and what we are going through. So encourage one another. We are our brother's keeper. If your brother's down, pick him up. If he's hungry, feed him. He needs something to drink, give him something to drink. Mm-hmm. It's just getting to a point where we just look at somebody down and we just keep it moving. That's not how a Christian life is supposed to be. We are supposed to pick up our brothers and not be trying to think of the word, not to see him low like that. We are to lift him up. And we need not to be haters of each other. Amen. Because I believe if God can bless you, he can bless me too. We don't have to hate on the blessings that God gives another person, because he could give it to you too. We need to celebrate each other. And I find that we don't celebrate each other enough. Mm. Everybody's outdoing everybody else.
Yeah.
But we need to come together as one of body of Christ, because that's what God is looking at, of a body of Christ coming together to work together, this kingdom, because you know what? There's work to be out there, to be done. There's many lost souls out there that we need to compel and bring back to Christ. So we need to come together as a body of Christ and work this out together. Hallelujah, because we kingdom builders. Hallelujah. I know I'm a kingdom builder.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Can I say something real quick?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was going to, like you were talking about the body, and I always use this as an example. Just look at your own body and all the parts, the moving parts and all the parts that are together there. When one part hurts, the whole body hurts.
Yes, sir.
So we have to understand that we all need to come together and reach out to each other and find a way to get to each other so that we can heal and deliver, you know, through the word and through whatever resources we have, because we're all one body. And until the body of Christ realize that, we're still lacking a whole lot. See, and it's supposed to, we're all supposed to come together in love. Amen?
That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. And exhorting one another, lifting each other up. That's what we are, to lift each one up. Amen. Amen. So encourage your brother and sister. Let's do this. Let's be kingdom builders. Let's break down Satan's kingdom. Let's break it down. Let's go after those things that's not of God and begin to deliver and heal. Because he gave us the power. We have the power and authority, y'all. We got that power and authority to do it.
Amen.
He said, speak it. And if we have the faith of a mustard seed, come on, somebody. We can move mountains. If you got that little faith of a mustard seed, if you know what a mustard seed looks like, just a little, hey, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We can break down something, some barriers. We can loosen some chains. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
Little faith. Hallelujah. And be truthful to that. We could do some damage. Sometimes I don't think we know our worth. Sometimes I don't think we know what we got and who we belong to.
So true.
My daddy is powerful. Hallelujah. He's powerful. All you have to do is tap into him. Hallelujah, and he'll give you that power, that dunamis power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He'll give you that strength. All you got to do is tap into it. Tap into him. He'll give you that strength. He'll give you that ability. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm excited.
Amen.
I'm excited to do kingdom work. That's what I'm designed to do. That's why I'm on this earth to do, is to do kingdom work, be a kingdom builder. So I'm excited.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm excited to pray for the sick. I'm excited to pray for what ones that need to be delivered and set free. That's my job, and that's what our job is to do. Our job is not to break people down, but it's to lift up people and pray for the ones that can't pray for themselves.
Amen.
Because there's a lot that's out there that can't do that. But we, as kingdom builders, we got to step in and pray for them and not look at them like, oh, woe unto you, or I'm sorry. No, pray for them because they need your prayer.
Amen.
Amen. So that they don't be lost. Hallelujah. So I'm excited once again, and I hope that tonight, the word that I came forth on tonight was a blessing to you, and that you apply it. If you're lacking faith, ask God to give it to you. Increase it even the more.
Amen.
Amen. And so I hope it was a blessing unto you tonight, that you was blessed behind it. If there's any questions, any comments, hallelujah. Hold on to your faith in God.
I want to tap on into, going back to the brother that was speaking earlier, and Elder Cook, you had mentioned in terms of Romans, you had mentioned Romans 5:1-3, and on Romans 3 it says, "And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, also knowing that tribulation works patience."
Wow.
And with that saying, that we are going to go through some tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have sufferings. We're going to have that. But through our sufferings, through our tribulations, it works patience. And that patience becomes a powerful testimony to
That's
the Lord.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We become a powerful testimony for the Lord in how he brought us through. So as we're going through those tribulations, my brother, when we come out, it becomes a powerful instrument to use to tell someone else that's going through something that you may be going through. You become a witness so that you can tell someone else that God is real. God never comes out. He can bring them out. So
that
I was focusing on that 1:3, and I just wanted to share that.
Amen.
That's good advice, because I see it. I am learning that patience. Like you just read it, I have become, I'm learning patience, a lot of patience. Mm-hmm. So like I said, it's a slow-moving process, but I'm not giving up.
Amen. And I just want to say, too, brother, if I was too abrupt in my testimony, forgive me, but God has something great for you. This is why the enemy has been trying to keep you away from the house of God, because there's something great. There's greatness in you.
You work.
Oh, okay. I just want to.
None at all.
Okay. But God definitely has something great. Amen.
Thank you.
My brother, what city are you in?
Oh, I'm in Augusta.
You're in Augusta, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
Two and a half hours from you.
Yeah. That's a good. You're down there in Gulf Country.
Yes.
All right. I'll be praying for you though.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Right. Amen. Amen. See,
amen.
Wonderful. Wonderful connections. Wonderful. Wonderful. Amen. And also with that too, your trials and tribulations give you character too.
Yeah.
You have character when you go through those trials and those tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
See, tribulations ain't all that bad all the time.
Oh no, they're learning process.
Not bad all the time.
Yeah,
you
they're
know,
learning process.
Blessing. Your trial and tribulation could be a blessing to you.
Okay.
Hallelujah. So that's why you got to count it all joy. So, amen, amen.
Amen.
Elder, I'm done, Elder. And anybody has any comments?
All the mics are open. All the mics are open. We have about 3 minutes left before we're going to be closed.
And I'd just like to thank everybody for their encouraging words there. And, you know, thank you. And I continue to do what I'm striving to do and be a part of this ministry here.
Praise
thank
God.
You.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God.
That pastor was just on from Atlanta. Where are you?
I'm in
Stockbridge. My church is in Forest Park.
Okay.
The church that I attend is in Forest Park.
Okay, Forest Park.
My church is called New Vision. And the
New
pastor,
Vision?
New Vision, yeah.
Okay. You might come visit that.
Come visit. We're doing some real dynamic things there. I'm gonna be on the. I'm gonna talk with Elder Clay, and get on the blog real soon.
Praise God.
Amen. And Minister Robinson, he's been a guest as well on here,
yeah.
As many as others who are on. It's just a blessing when we come from all over the country, all over the world, just to share the word. You know, just to encourage. Each other.
Right.
That is a true blessing.
Amen.
That's
mm-hmm.
right. Amen.
That's a true blessing. Amen.
Yes.
Okay.
Are there any more comments?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, Elder, Cook, if you'd close us out in prayer.
Amen. No problem. Lord God, we thank you, God, for this word that went forth on today. God, we ask it, Lord, to be a life-changing word, Lord. Lord God, we allow this word to seep down into their souls, God, and apply it to their lives today, God. God, if there's someone low in their faith on today, God, I ask, God, that you begin to increase their faith on today, God. Cause them to hold on to your word, Lord God, and not be wavered through situations and problems on tonight, God. We ask, God, that you strengthen your people like never before, God, in the name of Jesus,
amen.
God. And we bless your name, God.
Yes.
We give you glory tonight,
hallelujah.
God. We honor you tonight, God, for everything
thank
that was said on tonight, God. We thank you for the testimonies, Lord God.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you, God, for the encouraging words, God, that was placed out in the atmosphere, Lord. And I ask that you bless it, Lord. Bless the ones that heard it on tonight, God. And that there be much encouraged on tonight.
Yes.
And we give you praise
amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Once again, we thank you for tuning in. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most.
Amen.
We look forward to next Wednesday coming from New York. Please join us.
Amen.
Amen.
Is lost it seems. I can reach out again.